People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping leaders and organizations crack their activation codes, finding the simple tweaks to enhance both performance and employee engagement. One of the biggest challenges I'm seeing these days, it's companies still trying to figure out how to navigate this whole hybrid working thing. Most organizations, at least the ones in my orbit, are managing hybrid workforces, and hybrid is probably here to stay. But so many are struggling with their teams, resenting the mandate to return to an office some number of days a week. And leaders are asking me for help in how to manage this. My answer? It's lay off the mandates as much as you can, and just help your team find ways to make their in-person time as productive, engaging, and just straight-up fun as possible. Over the past few months, I've seen leaders test out so many strategies for dialing up the goodness on their team's in-person days. And whether the focus is on driving connection, productivity, continuous learning, innovation, recognition, there are so many fun ideas to choose from. And today, I'd love to share just a handful of them with you. So next time you're planning a commute, by force or by choice, here are some things you might think about playing around with. First, rock a desk swap. I don't know about you, but when I'm visiting a client, I can generally bet I will find them sitting at the same desk in the same corner every time. And I get it. We are creatures of habit. There's no shame. But these days, rather than hardwired phones and dinosaur desktops, most of us are working on light-as-air laptops and smartphones. So try packing up your stuff and swapping desks with a colleague. Give yourself the gift of having a different view, being near new colleagues, and maybe overhearing a different team's jargon or conversation. You never know what will spark an idea or help you make a new connection you didn't know you were hungry for. Next, try a speed dating lunch hour. When you're commuting in, I think a human lunch break is a must-have if you can swing it. But rather than the traditional 30 to 60 minutes with one person, try setting up a speed dating situation. Invite a few colleagues, ask them to invite a few colleagues, and so on, until you have critical mass, and then set it up. Pair everyone up. Set a timer for 2 to 3 minutes, and every time it buzzes, have people switch. You can offer up some conversation starters or let people have whatever conversation feels right. It's a fun, light way to build new connections.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey, it's Rachel. If you're like me, then you love hearing from inspiring leaders, especially when it comes to the bold decisions they've made on their journey to success. That's why I recommend checking out the new season of Deep Purpose from Harvard Business School. Renowned business mind and HBS professor Ranjay Gulati sits down with executives from companies like Levi Strauss, Unilever, and Alaska Airlines to discuss the courageous business decisions they made and the impact they had. Don't miss out. Listen to season two of Deep Purpose wherever you get your podcasts and tell them I sent you. Next, set up a brainstorm corner. I love this one. Have a dedicated corner of the office filled with post-its and markers. Make the space and its purpose known so people use it. Anyone struggling to generate ideas or solutions can post a question on a wall. And throughout the day, as people walk by, they can read the questions and post their own suggestions or insights under it. Rather than a formal brainstorming meeting, this is a great, inclusive, and creative way to draw people in and generate lots of possibilities with zero fear of somebody saying the dumb thing. Next, have some 15-15 meetings. As in, you meet with someone for 30 minutes, and each of you brings something to the meeting, something you need advice or coaching on. You pose your challenge, and your peer spends 15 minutes coaching you or giving you advice. After 15 minutes, you swap roles. Your peer poses their challenge, and you reciprocate. Could you do this virtually? Absolutely. But there is something just special about the intimacy of sharing space that sometimes makes it easier for us to be vulnerable, to ask for help, and feel trust with someone in the same room as us. This is a great way to leverage all the expertise and wisdom of our peers, to learn informally, tapping into the diversity of experiences our colleagues have had. Next, drop some secret kindness. Look around the floor. Who else has shown up today? Does anyone present deserve a bit of recognition or gratitude for something, big or small? Handwritten notes, even just a sentence or two, have become quaint and memorable. Seriously, when is the last time you got one? Grab a pack of index cards and just jot down a handful of notes to others who've shown up that day. They can be super simple. Like, James, just a quick thank you for your advice on that sticky situation. I gave the feedback you suggested and we turned things around. Or, Shayna, saw you dropping those ideas in the brainstorming corner. Thanks for sharing your time and insight. It helps us all move forward with more creativity. Leave these notes, signed or unsigned, your choice, for your colleagues to find. You will make their day. And finally, teach a class, like on coding or data analysis, or on cooking or knitting or Italian. Seriously, just something that seems to grab the interest of those around you that you know a little something about. Where do you have a skill that others might be curious to learn about? Remember, not every minute of productivity has to look like work. Building connections with our colleagues, spending time learning new skills, practicing teaching and coaching others, it's legitimately valuable. It drives engagement, which in turn drives performance. So come on, write that syllabus, and they will come. Okay, these are my six for today. What did you think? Did one of them pop for you? Will you give something a try? What secret in-office strategies are you hiding up your sleeve? Would you be willing to share? Shoot me an email anytime at rachel@leadabovenoise.com with your great idea. I'd love to add it to my collection. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking to crack its activation code, dialing up performance, and employee engagement. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebent. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing coordinator.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.